to Rough Life. We have a lot of new fosters this week from several different transports, so I want to take a few minutes just to explain how the themes and the letters for the litters work. And since I'm taking a lot of time to do that, I will save my personal drama for the next transport so that we don't end up with an hour-long episode. But I will say really quick, Mary Sue's party last weekend was so much fun. It was her first birthday. Everyone loved the bunnies that I brought. It was some bunny is one, so we had to have some lop-eared bunnies there to snuggle with. And then we took her to Build-A-Bear for her $1 bear, but don't feel too bad for Build-A-Bear because Grandma was there with us and she spent like $60 on a Build-A-Bear bunny for Mary Sue and all the clothes and everything for Easter. So they definitely got their money's worth from us. Okay, if you are a first-time listener, each transport has an overall theme, and then each animal from that transport has a name that correlates with that theme. We do this so that we can keep track of who is related to whom and who has been exposed to whose germs. That way, if someone is sick, we can say everyone with a name that starts with X needs to come in for treatment because we know that they're already sick, but anyone from the Y transport was exposed to it and they need to be watched closely. So for this podcast, I do not say all the names in every single litter. Partly because that would take forever, partly because there's a lot of names I can't pronounce. but I will say their name if they're a single. So if you have one or two puppies out of a whole litter, I will only say their litter letter name. For example, the B litter will be the story for all of the animals whose name starts with the letter B. But Kona Coffee will get her name said because she has no litter with her. Okay, with that said, if you are fostering a mama or a puppy from the Baby Books themed transport from February 23rd, none of your stories will be listed here. They are all on the Baby Books episode. It should be three down from this one. You are so welcome to stay here and listen to this week's stories, but you will not hear your foster story on it. But we would still love to have you anyways. If you are fostering Mario-themed cats and kittens, I do not have the kittens' names, but the adults are, I think, Bowser and Peach. Those are not from me. They were just from someone local in Virginia. I do not have their story. Mr. Jack, you are fostering a young love who was brought up on the January 31st cutesy name transport. But since I have been chatting with you all week, I will not make you go look up her episode. I'll just tell you really quick. Young Love and her sister Yearning, who has already been adopted, were found by our foster's friend's teenage daughter. She was driving home one night. She saw them coming out of the woods, heading towards a busy road super late at night. So she stopped, brought them home with her. Her mother was furious. She was not happy at all. But when our foster told her that she just needed to keep them for 2 weeks before we would send them on transport, she felt much better. This was also the transport that had that super terrible wreck just 20 minutes from the Wolf Trap headquarters with all of our animals on the van. So, Young Love has lived through a lot in her short little life. For everyone else, Mr. Jack and his dog Ranger met Young Love at the adoption event at the beginning of March. Unfortunately, they got there just as the event was ending and they didn't have time to adopt her that day, but they all three met and they really hit it off. So when we made a post about the adoption event 2 weeks later, Mr. Jack messaged us to see if Young Love would be there again. And my robots answered him. Y'all remember what a time I am having with these sweet little baby bots. So they wrote him back and they basically said, no, Young Love won't be there, which she wasn't. That's true. But then they were like, but just come on out and adopt somebody else instead. So I saw the message later that night and wrote him back pretty much begging him to submit a meet and greet for Love because she's an almost 6-month-old black lab mix that no one has been paying any attention to. And I knew she was just going to sit in our foster care for months and months. So we talked for a few days, and at some point, these dang robots sent him a foster application to fill out instead of an adoption application. So poor Mr. Jack fills out a bespoke foster application and pays the $25 fee, and then waits for us to send his supposed meet and greet request to the current fosters. But Jenny couldn't find any adoption application anywhere in the system for him, and I'm playing middleman trying to figure out where and when he submitted it, and that's when we finally realized it was a foster application all along. At this point, we had been talking to him on and off for like a week. It was mainly me, but my bots would chime in intermittently with off-the-wall crazy replies that had nothing to do with anything we were talking about. I don't know if Mr. Jack ever figured out that they were robots replying to him sometimes, or if he thinks I just would randomly lose my mind, like forget what we were talking about. And while Mr. Jack is a very lovely man and super funny to talk to, getting him to fill out and submit forms was like pulling teeth. Understandably so, though. I know our applications are thorough, but when he found out he was going to have to fill out yet another like 20-page form, he said he needed a few days. And I said, no way, Jose, because I was this close to getting Young Love adopted, and I was not going to mess this up for her just because it was going to be another form. He also pointed out that he had technically submitted everything that needed to be submitted to be a foster and paid the fee in order to pick his specific foster. So after some negotiating with the team, I was able to convince everyone to repo Love from her sweet foster, who has been so wonderful during all of this, and give her to Mr. Jack for a foster to adopt foster period. I did explain that he will still have to eventually fill out the dreaded adoption application in order to make things official, but this would at least buy him some more time. Oh, and I reviewed his foster application when we finally found it. And one of the questions on it is like, who lives with you and how old are they? And he answered, my wife, but we don't ask her that question. And I cackled. That's so funny to me that he won't put his wife's age. But I am so happy for Mr. Jack and Ranger, and I am so, so, so happy for Young Love because she is about to hit the jackpot and she doesn't even know it's coming. Okay, I think that is all my housekeeping notes. Let's get into today's transport stories. The theme is coffee because I recently started drinking coffee. Actually, I recently started drinking any caffeine whatsoever, and it has changed my life and honestly changed Wolf Trap's life too. I think I drive everyone even crazier than before. Sometimes I'll just like rapid fire a million questions and ideas to Dr. Burton, and she'll just reply with, how much coffee did you drink today? But really, the real reason that this theme is coffee because our lovely volunteer and fosterer and adopter, Claire Altman, sent me a list with pretty much everything I needed on it, minus a few local coffee shop names that I wanted to add. And that made my life so much easier than having to come up with all the names myself. So thank you, Claire. And thank you so much to everyone who suggested themes and helped come up with the local coffee shop names too. I wrote down all the theme suggestions that you guys had. I know we were super excited to do a Gilmore Girls transport, but that has to be saved for a special transport with like special animals on it because those are such great names. I cannot just waste those names. And I think New Girls was suggested too. I added that to the short list because that's a great idea. I really want to do Righteous Gemstones. Does anyone else watch that show? They're airing their series finale right now, so I feel like it's a great time to do Righteous Gemstones. But I am so afraid that y'all are going to judge me for loving that show so much because it is so unbelievably terrible. Like, I do not recommend it. No one should go watch it. It is possibly the funniest show ever made, but it is so bad and we are all going to hell for watching it. Okay, on to the stories. Nitro Brew was posted on Facebook by our favorite, Dr. Jamie. For you new listeners, Dr. Jamie is Dr. Burton's former student turned best friend that is a veterinarian in a nearby town down here. One of her clients found a puppy at Lake Itawamba at a job site. It was very emaciated, and they were afraid that if they took it home, it would get parvo because they just recently had some parvo puppies at their house. So they took it to Dr. Jamie, and she agreed to keep him at her clinic until we could get him on transport this weekend. Kona Coffee was from the local kill shelter. The police were checking out a pickup truck that had been left on the side of the road, and this puppy was in the bed of it. So they took her to the shelter, and then we got her from there. Zeke's Coffee. Oh my gosh, I love this dog so much. Zeke is from Jessica's sister Holly's coworker, who was 100 weeks pregnant and actually just had the baby just a few days ago. She passed this guy sitting at the intersection 2 days in a row, and finally on the third day she stopped, even though she had just been put on bed rest and was on her way home, and he jumped right into her car. Her mom ended up taking him, and he's been hanging out at her mom's house with all her dogs, and they love him so much. Iced Coffee. Jessica said, her story isn't very exciting. She was found as a stray. The family finds a lot of dogs out there. But then she said, but if you need to add more to the story, you can tell them about the time that this foster adopted her foster. Now, y'all know, I do not stray from my mission. My mission is to get every animal I can out of the South and into a great home up North, period. Like, cry your tears. I do not care. We are sending that dog up North. Well, this lady fostered a dog for us for a few weeks. This was years ago. And she just boo-hooed dropping it off. And I was like, too bad. No, actually, I don't think she even asked to keep it. I think she knew it was already committed to Wolf Trap, and it was too bad. But literally, the day after we sent it on transport, she called us and she was like, that was the biggest mistake of my life. How can I get her back? We were like, well, it's pretty much too late on our end. But we were like, you know, you could fill out a meet and greet request and submit an adoption application just like everybody else and see if you get chosen. And she sure did. They did a virtual meet and greet, and the current fosters that had the dog really liked the former fosters, and they picked them to be her forever home. So the family drove all the way up to Virginia the day before adoption day, adopted her back, and then drove right back home. And she is very spoiled down here. She lives in the house. She accompanies the husband on a lot of his like cross-country big rig trips, and she loves it. And as crazy as that is, and as rare as that is, we actually have someone else doing that same exact thing on this next adoption day. So if you are at PetSmart at the next adoption day and you hear someone with a southern drawl, make sure you say hi. Make Wolf Trap look good. Tell them, you know, we're super excited that they're adopting their dog back. The W litter of two were found roaming at the city park. They were actually picked up by the same girl that picked up and took Dove from the last transport, the bird transport. She's another repeat finder. It's like the equivalent of a repeat offender, but in the rescue world. That's Jessica's line, not mine. The L litter of two were found at the intersection of a fairly busy county road. They were sitting there with a bowl of food. The S litter of three are from our bottle feeder foster. A lady that they know had a mama dog that had puppies, and she rehomed four of them. These three were losing a lot of weight and seemed sickly, and she couldn't figure out why. So she reached out to our foster, and our foster agreed to take them and then asked us if we would take them when they were better. The R litter of four are from someone who had a mama dog dumped on her when she was pregnant. When the dog was pregnant, not the person, not the human. She lives a couple counties away, and she reached out to literally every rescue she could think of. One rescue did pay to have the mama dog spayed so that she would keep the mama dog, and then another kept telling her that she would take all the puppies but then was never able to. Everybody else just flat out told her, sorry, we're full. Actually, I'm pretty sure we told her that too. But then I did tell her that I would go ahead and post all of their pictures, and if they got fosters, they could go. But if they didn't get anybody signed up for them, like, sorry. And of course, like, I posted their pictures, and I posted, like, those gorgeous Great Pyrenees puppies, too. And these, these were, like, the first ones that got fostered. So I was like, well, good. We can take them. She did give a few of them away. I think they were originally a litter of 9. She had multiple people wanting to take these others, these 4. But she said she knew that they would not be good homes and they would not get spayed. And she just did not want that for them. So she only gave them to really good homes. We'll see. The F litter of 7 were pulled by one of our fosters. Her boss called her one day while he was out hunting on some very remote family land. And he had just wandered upon 7 super tiny puppies. He said whoever dumped them out there had no intention of anybody ever finding them because it is so remote. Jessica said, but I doubt they're tiny anymore because they've been waiting a couple transports for a spot now. And Natalie grows them big. And she does. She feeds them really good, but that's okay. We love it. The C litter of 8 are owner surrenders. They are from the same home as, ironically, the C mama and her C pups from the March 20th, 2021 Irish Cities transport. I didn't even know that before I named these the C litter. That was just total coincidence. This owner is someone that I used to teach with. I don't think that this litter is related in any way to the 2021 litter. That mama in 2021 was found on the side of the road as a puppy and they brought her home. She eventually got knocked up and they believe that the dad was their German Shepherd. This mama is a purebred Great Pyrenees and they believe the dad of these is their purebred Australian Shepherd. They live on a huge, huge farm, like crops, fields, everything. So, and they have like a ton of cattle and stuff. So I guess they have to have purebred Great Pyrenees and Australian Shepherds. She did give away one of them before I got them, but I went ahead and still gave her a spay voucher. For new listeners, I give out spay vouchers for a free spay if you surrender your whole litter to me, but want to keep like the mom and or the dad. But I usually say that if you give any of them away or if you keep any of them, I won't give you the free spay. Usually no one calls my bluff on it and they'll just like go ahead and let me have the whole litter then. So then I get to save everybody. But a few times I do have my bluff called and I have to decide if I'm really going to stick to my guns or just go ahead and spay the mom anyways. So I did go ahead and spay this mom anyways because she was also planning to keep one of the puppies for herself. So it was going to be 2 puppies that we weren't going to get. But she decided at the last minute to give it to us when I pointed out to her that all of the puppies were covered in ringworm. The one she was wanting to keep literally only had half of a tail because the other half was completely covered in ringworm. She had no idea. And when I told her, she said, you can come right on back and get this one. I want no part of that. So I went ahead and gave her the spay voucher then. For the cats, Java Junction. Okay, so do you guys remember from the Saturday Night Live February 14th transport, there was a mom and I think a litter of 3. They were the bee kittens. So this guy brought her and her 3 kittens crammed into this little like fabric carrier. It was not like a travel crate or anything. And he's like, oh, they're super friendly. And he just opens it up. He unzips it. And the mama cat and all the kittens just go everywhere. Like, literally like a can of worms. They just explode. And then he looks up at us and he goes, well, thanks, ladies. And he waved and left. Literally, me, my mom, and Jessica are running, all 3, in different directions, chasing cats and kittens. And he's like, bye, guys. And gets in his car and left. Unbelievable. So we caught all of the kittens that day, but the mom was gone. She hightailed it. The owners still have never once asked about them or if we caught the mom or anything. It got super cold right after that, and we would see her hiding under the van, the transport van, or in the bushes. Actually, fun fact, she broke something on our black, like, just local transport van. It was a van that was donated to us actually by someone in Virginia. It's the van that we use if we have a double transport, but it's not our usual transport van. She crawled up under it and broke something. So Mama Becky had to go get it fixed and pay a bunch of money for it. But Mama Becky made an insulated house for her on the porch, and we would see her coming in and out of that on my camera, and we kept food out for her every day. And then we didn't see her for quite a while, and the weather turned from cold to like constant tornadoes. Still no sign of her. And then about a week and a half ago, Mama Becky drove up and she was just sitting on the front porch on my chair, like, like this is totally normal. I'm here all the time. She ran off when Mama Becky pulled in. But so then I was like hysterical over this cat, and I'm like, please, like I'm an hour and a half away. By the time I get there, she's going to be gone. Like, somebody please go back and get this cat. So Jessica, who lives like 30 seconds from the doghouse, she went back over there that afternoon, and the cat ran off again when she got out, but she was standing in the backyard looking at Jessica meowing. So Jessica went around and went in the backyard, and she was gone, but there was a hole under the house where she thinks she probably was. So she knelt down real close and called her, and she poked her little head out and walked right out, came right over Jessica, rubbed on her legs like she was the friendliest cat, hasn't been feral the last like 6 weeks, super friendly. So she brought her inside. They've been best friends ever since. My mom came over, best friends with my mom. She's so sweet. She's always under the couch though when they get there, but as soon as they sit down and call her, she comes out and crawls all over them and purrs for a long time. Actually, another funny story about this cat is last transport. So the bird transport, when those kittens were sick and we held them back. Actually, they're the next story that I'm going to talk about. When we held those kittens back, we put them on the porch so that like we wouldn't accidentally load their crate or anything. And when we finished, we were all sitting on the porch. And I was very frazzled last transport. I was very overwhelmed. It was a very hectic transport. Everyone was bigger than they were supposed to be. Nobody fit where I thought they were going to. My nerves were shot. Jessica goes, I keep hearing a cat. And I'm like, Justin, I'm like, a crate of kittens right here. You don't think those are the cats you're hearing? And then come to find out, it was actually the mom that he was hearing. This was like a full week before we ended up catching this cat. He was hearing the cat the whole time, literally right under his seat, and we didn't know it. He was like, I knew it wasn't those kittens because I heard the cat meowing before the kitten crate was even on the porch. He's like, but you were so crabby. I was afraid to be like, actually, I don't think it's those kittens. He's like, so I was just like, I'm not going to say another word because I do not want you to bite my head off. So lesson learned, just be nice to your husband because he's scared. Okay, so that litter of three, they are now the H litter of three. They were supposed to be on the last transport. They were going to be the G litter birds. But when they showed up to transport, they were closed up in a cardboard box. Unbelievable. We sent them home with a crate because we were like, you've got to stop showing up like this. But they were way, way too sick to go. Their eyes were all gunked up. They could hardly even open them. So Jess took them home with her because there are a few things in this world that Jessica loves more than a pitiful kitten. And they are super wild now and happy to be able to see well enough so that they can brace themselves for her foster puppy. Although they can definitely hold their own with that foster puppy. The D litter of eight are also from our bottle feeder foster. They came from their barn cat that got knocked up. They now understand the importance of spaying their cat immediately, which Wolf Trap is now going to pay for. The rest of our cats are from our Alabama shelter friends. I know that y'all are all dying for some 6 week and older kittens right now, but we are too fresh into kitten season to have many that old. Everything is still newborn and with a mama. So please give me like 3 more weeks and I promise you I will have a kitten explosion and be begging everyone everywhere to take a kitten for me. Just please give me a few more weeks. Gathering grounds, I'm actually not sure if she's gonna be on the van. As of right now, she does not have a foster, but I am holding out hope that we get one by tomorrow and she will get to go. So I'm going to tell her story just in case. She is supposedly pregnant, but we don't know for sure. I'm doubtful. The shelter said she was brought in at the end of January by an old lady who thought she was pregnant and didn't want her to have kittens at her house. Pete's Coffee, he's the unaltered male. He was a stray that someone trapped, and he was supposed to be feral. They brought him in and said, I have a feral cat, but there's absolutely nothing feral about him. Espresso is the neutered male. He had an owner who passed away. They got him and his brother when they were 9 months old, and they both got adopted, but he was returned recently because the owner's cat from out of state ended up being brought back to her, and that cat doesn't like him. So they surrendered this one back. Black Coffee and her 3 bee kittens. She was a stray someone was going to keep, but then she had babies and they no longer wanted her. The shelter said she is very sweet and she is a super great mom. Mom and Pop and her 7 M kittens. Actually, only 4 of them are hers. She came into the shelter pregnant and... Oh, wait, actually, I am rereading her text now. Actually, only 3 of the kittens are hers. She adopted 4 of the babies and took them in. She is a super great mom, and they love her so much. Americano and her 5 A kittens just came in. They literally just came in like a couple hours ago. They don't even have the genders for the kittens yet because they didn't even have time to do intake on her before they closed. She was a stray that someone found and they didn't want to keep her. That is all the stories for this week. This transport was actually originally supposed to be a micro mini transport. B told me that she only wanted 10 puppies and 20 or so kittens because we have so many mamas and puppies needing new fosters from that baby mama transport. And I said, respectfully, veto. No, I didn't even say respectfully. I just flat out said, veto. We will not be doing 10 puppies on this transport. There is no way. So I'm super thankful to say that we ended up getting fosters for everybody on my list, plus 2 add-ons, and everybody on Tatiana's reassignment list. That is 99 animals total. If everybody gets to go, that's supposed to go tomorrow. That is all because of you amazing people. We love you so very much. And possibly the best news of all of your foster periods will end before my next transport arrives on the 20th. So you can all sign up to foster again. Hooray! It is a rough life, but someone's got to do it.